Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and founder of Nothing But Good News Media. Whew, I'm getting tired just thinking about all this stuff. I am also the originator of the Vision Program. I specialize in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to effect real change, especially in the lives of women, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you'll hear are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinar, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that's delivered. I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And I'm so excited to tell you that I am also a cast member of The Journey that was released in December, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyer, and other exciting cast members. And I will tell you, we've got copies of The Journey here for you, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But I'm so excited that you are here with us today. Now, before I get to my guest today, what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you today's G-Note. Now, what is a G-Note? A G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-Note simply says, dear friend, challenge yourself to get better all the time, and you will build your confidence and your competence. Simple things to remind you. So welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. Okay, so let's talk about today's guest. I'm very excited to have with me today Deborah Shane. Deborah has successfully transformed herself from a rockin' singer and published songwriter, teacher, and award-winning broadcast radio sales professional into a gutsy author, speaker, radio host, expert, and entrepreneur. As the leader of her own company, Train with Shane, in this exciting venture, Deborah has combined all of her skills and talents, entertainment, marketing, sales, mentoring, teaching, and more, into a business that guides and motivates others through their career transition, business development, and professional empowerment. Hey, Nothing But Good News Radio wants to say welcome, Deborah, to the show.
Well, hello, Candy G. Hello, Southeast Florida, or the world.
We're worldwide because we're on the Biz. We love 880 AM, the Biz, which is here in South Florida, and a remarkable station. But truly, we are streaming on the internet, and I do know we have at least some folks listening from far sides of the world. So,
well, hello everybody out there in the sound of our voices.
Exactly.
I am honored and delighted to be here today, and as you know, a broadcast radio veteran for over 20 years.
God, this is great, because this show is going to be
like
really easy.
Easy
for me. You can talk, and I'll just sit back here. You do all the heavy lifting, okay?
With all the introductions.
We have so much good stuff going on. We got to tell folks, don't you think?
I do. I think there is amazing good stuff to talk about.
Amazing.
Regardless of what, you know, challenging things are going on.
Oh, I don't see any challenges. No, I'm sorry. I know. I'm accused of always seeing the best in everything. So
that's good.
I think
that's so. That's a good thing.
You know, of course, I'm fighting hard. I'm resisting the urge to ask you to sing on the air. You know that, right?
I know you are. And I was actually going to bring an MP3 with me today, but we'll actually save that for another show.
Okay, we'll save that for another show, because I know that if you are a singer, you have to be prepared to sing, and that what you want to do is practice your voice and do all that stuff, and that being on the spot thing, I know, is kind of hard. But the speaking thing, you don't have to practice your voice. Let's talk about Train with Shane and what it is you do.
Well, you know, I'm going to step back for a second and tell you a little bit about, you know, I mean, we get here through a series of
Are we going to get a story? Are you going to tell me a story?
Yeah, we're going to get here through a series. We always get to where we are through a series of steps, you know. If I go back, I want to go back 4 or 5 years to when I was in broadcast radio for 20 years here in the Southeast Florida area. And I was, a sales professional, management, salesperson training. But on the side, I was teaching some classes in the adult education system. And I created the first sales curriculum in that system in 1994. And, you know, this student of mine was walking out of the class, and he says, "Wow, this was really great, and I'm going to tell people that I train with Shane." So, you know, I sort of...
Don't you love those nuggets from the universe?
Yeah. So I sort of, you know, stopped dead in my tracks and took out my little notebook, which I keep with me, and I wrote that down. And little did I know that that would come to play into my life, several years later. So,
well, you know, I have to be honest with you. You know, a lot of folks tell my story that's been called from peanut butter to private jets. You've heard this story. And the truth is, I didn't coin that phrase. Somebody did a magazine interview, and I'm telling the story about where I came from. And I said, and it's crazy. I think about today, like I'll travel on private jets. And she looked at me and she said, from peanut butter to private jets, and it's so stuck. And honestly, I have to attest that. I have to give that to Chinua Oswagu, who was a really an adept, wonderful interviewer.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing is that, you know, people inspire us all the time with, you know, in many ways. But as far as Train with Shane goes, I left my career in broadcast radio voluntarily, wasn't laid off, wasn't downsized. You know, the cycle was just kicking in, and I was offered an opportunity to go to the west coast of Florida, and I was ready for a change of market, lifestyle, and I took it, and it didn't work out. It did not work out within about 60 days, and so there I was, only knowing the person that hired me. I had moved my entire life to this area, and I said, okay, when I made this decision to accept this position, I said, I am ready for an adventure. And I said, whatever goes with this adventure, I'm going with. And so apparently this was part of the adventure.
Well, you know what Helen Keller said. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
Yes.
Hey, this is Candy G with Deborah Shane. We're here on Nothing But Good News Radio. Hear that music? We're heading off to a commercial break. We are so happy you're here with us today. If you'd like, you can send us a question via Facebook or via email, CandyG@CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G. Hey, we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Deborah Shane with Train with Shane. Hey, listen, before we get back to Deborah, and I know you're just waiting. She got you all set up, and you're dying to hear what she has to say. But before we get back to her, I have got some great news for you. I am so excited. All right. Are you committed to women? the National Association of Women's Business Owners, NABO, will be recognizing 5 outstanding women in the community at the annual Bravo Awards on March 7th at the Westin Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. Join us for this prestigious event that showcases the power of women in business and their positive impact on our society. I am so excited. I so want you to be there. And you know why I want you to be there? Because I love NABO. It's a great organization. Okay, I'm nominated. I'm one of the honorees. Please come out and see if I win. If you'd like reservations or sponsorship opportunities, please contact NABOBravo@gmail.com. NABOBravo@gmail.com. Or, hey, contact me, CandyG@CandyG.com, and I will make sure you get reservations. Oh, come on out and see what kind of fun we're going to have. So, Deborah, I so hope you're going to be there. How fun is this going to be? So, I'm nominated. There's a bunch of very cool honorees.
I got to check my calendar.
Check your calendar for me. Okay, so what have you got for the listening audience today?
All right, so you know, I was sitting in Southwest Florida, and it didn't work out, and I said, what do you really want to do, not what do you have to do?
Right, you didn't say, what do I do now?
No.
Good for you.
No, I was actually driving home, and I was stunned seeing stars like a prize fighter in the corner. I mean, never did it occur to me that it wasn't going to work out, and I didn't really go with a plan B, but there was always a plan. There's always a plan B. So I took out this business plan that I had 7-8 years prior for Train with Shane, and that was something I really wanted to do. And so I launched Train with Shane in February of 2007. So next month is 4 years.
Congratulations!
And it started out as a business education professional development company specializing in sales training, because that's the background I came from.
And you know, the sales training is so important. You know, I saw a huge thing. It was a commercial. I saw this huge. I guess it's like and forgive me if anybody's out there if I have this wrong, but I know it's at Nova, but it's this huge sales school at the business school where it's all sales training.
Yep.
And when I looked at this, I saw this commercial. And I went, wow, this is so needed, because let's face it, isn't all of life sales on some level or another?
Well, you know, if you look at the top line of the business statement, it's sales. So without sales, there is no business. And I don't know why people fight that, why they fight that.
Now, people are afraid of sales.
Yeah.
They're very much afraid.
Well, especially now with small businesses, solopreneurs, webpreneurs.
How do I sell myself? I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what folks are saying. How do I sell myself? How do I get myself out there? What do I do?
Whatever you do, if you bake great cupcakes, or you make great fences, or you do windows, whatever it is that you do, you still, you know, the product is one thing. Your expertise and your skill and your talent is one thing, but you have to put yourself out there and let people know that you exist so that you can make sales and work on referrals. Most business people are not really good at the sales and marketing end. And over the years, you know, things have changed so much as we've had conversations that, you know, you in order to stay really current and relevant and successful, you have to really embrace a lot of new technologies and a lot of new platforms. And that is just not negotiable anymore.
Well, right. It's staying not ahead of the power curve, but at least staying up with the curve. Where the curve's going and what's going on. And if you're sitting back saying, I'm going to do business today the way I've always done, it might not be the way to get you to where you really, really want to go. So it's really important that you do stay in that place where you keep the edge.
Well, you know, there's really a very fundamental sales process. You find a prospect, you qualify the prospect, you do a needs analysis, you create a presentation to try to fulfill those needs and match your assets, and then you negotiate a little, and then you close, and then you service. So it's really a very iconic process. But, you know, today it's the new face and language of sales. Because today you don't push the sale, you inspire the sale. This is a big difference.
And so the folks that are out there listening going, all right, this sounds really, really good, ladies, but what does that mean to me in my business? How do I inspire a sale?
Well,
see, I know how I inspire a sale.
How do you?
I don't sell. I don't sell.
But you actually do sell.
No, I do. I sell a lot.
By not selling, you're selling.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I have something that I believe in and that I know that works. And honestly, a lot of the way that I sell today is through story. I'll share stories and testimonials, and I'll also create ways that folks have a real option for giving what I do a try without there being, with folks being completely sucked in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And if you try it and you like it, great. And if it doesn't work for you, that's okay too. But nobody's ever tried it and not liked it. So just so you know.
Well, but you bring up a good point, and that is there is a, and I call it the old face of sales, which is very, you're pushing the product, you're pushing the sale, and people bought a lot of that when we were in a different sales cycle. Now people are very cautious about spending and investing, and you know, they want to know today, who is selling me this? Is this a person that I like, admire, and trust? And that's a big deal today.
I recently had somebody that approached me about bringing something to my business that I really needed. And they took a look at what I needed, and they brought to me a presentation, and they said to me, here's what we think we can do for you. And they gave me the XYZ, and I've had lots of folks give me their XYZ and have their number attached up front. And when I took a look at these folks and I said to them, and I said, okay, this sounds wonderful. How much is it going to cost me to see if this is going to work? To see if it's going to work, because how much of that goes on, right? And they took a look at me and they said, oh, no, we don't want any of your money. The only way we make money is if you make money. And I thought, wow, how brilliant is that? Somebody that so believed in what they were doing that it was pay for performance. If I perform, pay me. If I don't perform, don't pay me. So just so you know, I love that attitude with folks. I mean, like, I really love that attitude. I know that's not for everybody with every product. But I have to tell you, if you have somebody that you can, something you can trust and believe in, if you can put yourself out there, people will pay.
I think there's a lot of approaches today with regard to that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of discussions about free. I mean, does free work? And it does work. But you have to position free in a way that it will work. And it's not that you're making, this is the norm you're creating for your audience. You know, look, with the social platforms and the new content marketing world that we live in, everybody now is an author. Everybody can give stuff away, can provide value that way, and that is becoming the norm. You know, look, sales, you asked me about sales. Sales is about solving problems. Sales is about addressing pain. And if you have the solution that can help somebody with their problem or pain, and you're the person that they want to help them with this, then you're going to make the sale.
Right. No, exactly. So just so you know, you got a hello from Kamel in Tunisia.
Hi, Kamel, Tunisia. Wow. How's the weather over there?
It's not about the weather. It's more about the political weather. They've been having some interesting times over there. But a big shout out to Kamel. He is a huge fan of Nothing But Good News Radio, and we love you being here.
Great.
And exactly, you know, Kamel says, what exactly is the theme that we're talking about today? We are talking about empowerment. And the way that we're talking about empowerment right now is we're talking about sales skills. And we're getting into a little bit of Deborah's background and what she's really good at and why exactly she's here and what she's going to bring to the Nothing But Good News audience. And sales skills is one piece. Tell us a little more about what it is that you do beyond the sales piece.
Well, you know, as my business evolved from 2007 to today, the sales piece certainly is still quite in play. But over the last, as you know, 3.5 years, the business world has gone through a lot of transition and to some degree, huge shifts in how we do business, how we communicate with each other, you know, how businesses are in business. And you look at from the top brands, iconic brands, to, you know, Johnny's Pizzeria down the street, okay? People are engaged more, are more web-based, they're more online-based, they're more social platform-based. This is now the norm, and there has to be now a blend of the older iconic stuff, but the new platforms and the new web-based communication system. Well, it's not negotiable.
I think there's even more than that, Deborah. I think there's a place where, as we're moving, we're transforming. We're in an evolutionary period where we're moving from the information age to the conceptual age, and people are looking for those things that are real and integral and true. Yeah. And we take a look at the businesses that have completely crashed and burned because of the lack of integrity. And I'm not going to throw those names out there, but you all know who I'm talking about. You know, big banks, big companies that have maneuvered from a place of it's just the bottom line instead of just the consumer, one singular consumer, and who is important. And I'm telling you, the companies today that are engaging in John, what's his last name? He is the founder of Whole Foods, what he calls conscious capitalism. Those folks are out there winning big, and they're winning big because what they are doing is they are maneuvering from a place of honor, integrity, truth, and they're living by hard and fast spiritual law. There's no other word I can use besides spiritual law. And the world is moving into a place where it's time for us to step up and take a look at these things that are so important instead of just looking at where can I get the most dollars? How can I use this person the most to make more money for me?
But that goes back to what I said before. There's no more pushing the sale. There's inspiring the sale.
Inspiring the sale.
Okay?
This is a good
you know,
I love that phraseology.
There's another phrase that you know has been out there, and it's serving is the new selling. And that is the such a great reflection of the new environment, mentality, heart, spirit that we live in with regard to business. The idea of spiritual entrepreneurialism is very strong right now. People want to know who they're doing business with. If somebody has a product or service that has a purpose and can fulfill some people's needs and pain, you know, and they develop. See, now the whole thing is developing your brand and your marketing. Okay, and that there is no success today without putting yourself out there. So I know what you stand for, because if I don't know what you stand for, you can have the greatest product or service in the world, but I'm gonna do business with the other guy that connected with me, that I feel a kinship with.
And I believe what you say is true, and we're gonna talk about this truth, sales truth, when we come back. Hey, this is Candy G and Deborah Shane. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We are so happy you are here with us today. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Do you need help shipping? Amerjet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerjet is fast and easy. Schedule all call service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerjet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerjet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
I don't know, Deborah. I think you should have brought us back from commercial break. You're pretty good at this. Hey, this is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio. Let's talk about sales truth.
Wow. Sales truth. It's pretty
we
iconic.
Could. Oh my God, that's a book. It's a whole day event.
Sales
it's
truth.
It's a whole show.
All right, we're building a whole movement now. Okay, but the movement's begun. That's the great news. Is that, and this, you know, what we were talking about just before the break, which is
You know what I have to do? I have to do one thing before I forget.
Okay.
There's somebody listening to the show today who's a friend of both of us. And I have to do a shout out to Leslie.
All right.
Because I know she's out there listening. So, Leslie, I know that you're out there listening. So I just want to say thank you very much. We know that you're out there.
We're giving you a shout out right now, Miss Leslie. Thank you for the universe making this.
For the hookup. For the holy hookup. All righty. Back to sales truth.
Well, you know, I think, again, let's go back to, you know, the new face and language of sales. I mean, you know, sales is still, sales took a little bit of a hiatus here the last, you know, year and a half because everybody was like, oh, my God, not buying anything. But we're back. You know, people are starting to consume. Consumerism is back up.
I agree, but I have to tell you. During that whole time, people were still consuming.
Yeah,
don't kid yourself. Yeah.
But not in the way, you know, not in the because I want to do this, I'm going to buy it kind of stuff. I mean, it was essential consumption.
I just think about there was a time where we were in the middle of this whole period where things were so tough.
Yeah.
And I remember I was driving down the street and I'd gone by Best Buy, and I guess they were having a big sale or something. And there were all these people that had all these big screen TVs that were attached to the top of their car. And I'm thinking, okay, people are still buying. You know what I mean? I think people have opened their eyes a bit, and it's raised awareness to where am I, what can I really do, and how can I do the things that I want to do, which I think is a pretty amazing thing to do any time that you raise awareness.
Well, I don't think consumption ever, you know, goes away entirely, but everybody was pretty traumatized. At the end of 2008, all of 2009, and I think most of last year, I think people were just stunned. But the second half of last year, I started to feel like people were like, okay, radical acceptance, here's what we got, what are we going to do about it? What can I do, not what can't I do? And I think that attitude is carried into 2011 big time, because the people, you know, the spheres that I'm interacting with, everybody's in action, okay? Everybody's in action. Everybody's going to, you know, multiple streams, multiple revenue streams, new products, new ways of marketing their products and services, you know, and let's talk about that. Brand marketing. I mean, you know, people say, well, branding, you know, branding is part of that authenticity, that standing out, that being noticed, that, you know, stepping up and stepping out and getting noticed by the community. That you interact in. I think that's really important, that you create a reason, you inspire the sale, you create reasons for people to buy, not push the sale. And so that's where the branding comes in, and that's where the social platforms come in. Pretty much every company that you can think of right now has a website, probably does email marketing, and then has one or two of the platforms that they've created, you know, their activity on that links up to everything. And there's one simple reason why this works. It's because that's where people are. That's where they're engaging. That's where the conversations are having. And that's where a lot of the sales funneling is going on.
I don't disagree with that piece, the funneling piece, but I will tell you one of the pieces is that I think there are some folks out there that think that all they have to do, see, I think it's a combination of all those things. I find for me that it's the combination of everything that I do that helps to, I can't even say create the sale, because it's not about create the sale for me. It's about having me connect with those folks where what I do can make a difference for them. So I don't know that I necessarily like to call it, oh, here's somebody I sold today. And so it's a different intention for me on the inside. And so there's a couple of things in that conversation. The one thing is, I don't think that it's all social market, the social networking that's going to bring you your business. I think it's a combination of all those things. But the other piece is if you understand anything about this incredible creative universe that we live in, the intention behind what you do will bring you as many clients, folks to help, whatever languaging that you want to call it, as well a lot of these other things. The intention behind what we do is so huge.
Well, and I couldn't agree more, but there's also the doing, the action. You
absolutely
have to take,
absolutely.
You have to take, you know, the steps to sell, to
right.
to
find
the,
find
your
a client.
Product or service find. Out there, find the right people mm-hmm. that you can work with. And, you know, which brings me to this Now, this new challenge that we have, which is blending our online and offline networking activities, because it's no longer just an offline world and sending an email. Now it's a blend of meeting people in person at different local or regional or national events, and then keeping up with each other online through blogs, through LinkedIn, through Twitter, through Facebook. And I will tell you that my email marketing came first, and then I added Facebook, more fun than business. Now it's more of a hybrid. Then I added LinkedIn. And I have to say, my blog talk radio show that I do, that you're going to be a guest on my show here in a couple of weeks, I'm in my third year doing this you know, weekly business radio show, which I love to do because I get to bring fantastic people to the public that are doing amazing things in life and business and share them with the public. And so you talk about serving. I mean, I'm featuring them, but it's featuring me at the same time because I'm featuring them and providing great content and great people. And this is one of the most amazing, you know, new tools that we have now is podcasting.
And you know, and what you say, it's true. I know for me, I started the radio show. I've been on four different stations over 8 years ago. And I started the radio show not as a way to just get advertisers and make money and do all the things that radio shows can do. I did it as a way to disseminate information. As a matter of fact, it's the same reason I started Nothing But Good News magazine. We're in our third year production with the magazine, and we get lots and lots and lots of page reads. But it's about sharing information. And I think all of those things help to, and there's so many ways that folks can do this. It doesn't have to be a magazine. It can be a newsletter. You know, there's so many ways that folks can get their information out there, but it's about sharing information in a way that you do set yourself up for a brand. Now, let's take a look at that, and we can talk about branding, and we talk about marketing, and we talk about sales, but let's whittle it down to the new person out there who's just starting a business, and they're listening to this radio show, and they're going, okay, great, Candy, Deborah, how do I determine what my brand is, and how do I begin to put that into something so that I can begin to market it? What do you say to the newbie?
Well, you know, first and foremost, if you are going to start a business, you have to assess if you are cut out to be an entrepreneur, because it is a tremendous responsibility and it's a tremendous undertaking, and it's not meant for everybody. So you have to really, and there are so many online resources on the SBA, the Small Business Development Centers, the Florida Women's Business Centers, that have surveys for entrepreneurship and classes that you can go to actually assess, am I cut out for this, or am I romanticizing it? Because most entrepreneurs or people, newbies as you call them, or people that want to start a business and do their own thing and hang out their own shingle, they romanticize it. They don't understand the holistic process that it takes to be successful. You know, so that's number one.
But do you see me sitting here with a big smile on my face? Because there are so many folks that I know that take a look at what I do, like folks that want to be in my industry. And
you think it's easy, right? Yeah.
And you know what? I love folks that want to speak and be on the radio and write and do all the things that I love to do. And I will tell you, my husband, who owns his own company and has been in business for 40 years, and he looks at me every day and he says, babe, nobody works harder than you do.
Exactly.
Because it is about constantly, every single day, doing what I can do to, A, put myself out there so they can folks can figure out, hey, here's a resource. Tap in here if you want to, but B, servicing the clients I have now. You have clients, they still have to be serviced. It's not always getting new ones.
So number one is, are you entrepreneurial? Are you meant to be an entrepreneur and have your own business? Second, do you have a marketable and bankable product or service? Is there a niche for it? Is there a market for it?
Well, you know, it's interesting you said something. I was at an event one day, and I saw a very well-known speaker whose name I will not mention on the air. Very well known, who stood up in front of a group of about 300 folks and said, if you have a job and you are not an entrepreneur, you are a loser.
Wow.
And I was stunned going, because the truth is, we can't all have our own businesses.
Right.
And the truth is, there are some folks that are meant to be in a more collaborative effort, in a bigger, or take a look at some of the big organizations that are amazing, that do great things and provide great services. And so I thought that that was
pretty bold, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bold. But, you know, that's okay. You know, everybody has the right to say what they want to say. You know, the only thing I'm going to say about that is, you know, when you have people sitting in the audience that
respect you. See, that's the thing is that there's a place where that kind of languaging can really affect somebody in an adverse way.
Exactly. And it can deter somebody from taking an action that they believe that they need to take, but it can deter them. So number one is, are you entrepreneurial? Do you have a bankable and marketable product or service? Do you have a sales strategy, a marketing plan? And what are you doing to network on and offline? This is a simplistic but a holistic, the holistic picture of it. It is a big picture, and the parts have to work together and be right for you.
And I could throw another one in there.
Okay.
Do you have a mentor?
Yeah.
Do you have someone who's done it before that is willing to teach you what it is they've done to be successful? I think a lot of folks out there don't understand the real value of mentorship.
I think mentorship is extremely important, and I also think there's different schools of thought about mentorship versus sponsors, and there is a difference. I just think, you know, sponsoring is a little bit less emotionally invested, sponsorship. Mentorship is somebody that takes you under their wing and gets a little bit emotionally involved with your process, which I've always enjoyed doing, and I do a lot of that. But getting back to my business, you know, I looked at this model I created, which was speaking, training events, workshops, and consulting. And over the years, it evolved into two kind of niches for me that I saw the greatest need for me to serve, and that was women in business and those in career transition and reinvention, which was what I went through. Because originally, I put that brand together for college students coming out of college who were coming into a world that was unbelievable for them, and they didn't have a lot of interpersonal skills. But then I realized that white-collar, educated, experienced person that was being downsized and laid off was as stunned as I was, because they had allowed themselves to get a little obsolete. Because there was no reason for them to upgrade their skills. They never thought they would be laid off from the job they were going to be at for 30 and 40 years.
There's a great quote by Jack Welch, and he says, if the rate of change on the on the outside surpasses the rate of change on the inside, the end is in sight.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to go to commercial break on that quote. Think about that one. Candy G here with Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. have given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
We are so glad you are here with us today. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and I'm giving this right back up to Deborah Shane.
So we were talking about, the evolution of your business and how it sort of takes a life of its own based on the trends that year, what's happening that year, where everybody's at that year. And, you know, when I go back to 2007 and, you know, every November I do my vision board and I do my goal setting and I'd say, okay, here's what I want to accomplish next year. And then unbelievably so, most of those things kind of came, put the intention out there. Most of those things started to take their own form, and every year I would do that. And then, you know, at the end of 2009, I realized that where I was, which was on the west coast of Florida, was not going to help me get to my goals. And so I needed to put myself back in a place where there was more opportunity and energy and activity. And so I moved back here this past December and, to the town I grew up in. Grew up in Miami Beach, Miami.
Welcome back.
Thank you. And Fort Lauderdale. And I spent my entire main careers in this area, my entertainment career, my broadcast career. I taught school for a while. But, you know, getting back to the niches, I looked at where could I best serve. And the two niches that I've been focusing on the last few years are women in business and those in career reinvention and transition and development. And I created some specific training brands for those areas.
Here's what I'd like to ask you, Deborah, are those being your currently your two major niches? And I know you've got a lot going on. That's not the only thing that you do. But when you talk about the trends, what have you seen the trends do with women business owners and those folks in transition? What kind of trends have you seen?
Well, you know, with regard to women in business, I think, you know, women are a majority. They are a power demo. It's not that they're arriving, we've arrived.
Okay? Statistics say the last 10 years, women-owned businesses, 2-1.
2-1, exactly. But more importantly, women are 52% of the full-time workforce. They control 66% of global spending. And to me, this is staggering. They're 60% of college students. So what does that say? That says that women are, you know, really stepping up and stepping out. Look, there's been a lot of surveys about not equal pay for equal work. That is improving. It will continue to improve as women, and this is the trend that I think is important, and that is women have to develop their leadership skills, their business skills, their self-confidence skills, because it's not necessarily what we're socialized.
I agree. I think that self-confidence piece is so huge, and I think it's important that women learn to step up and say, here's what I deserve to make if my male counterpart is making this kind of money. I think there's a lot of women that just won't do that.
Well, I think women have to really get very serious about being businesswomen and, you know, honing their business skills like any other professional out there that's, you know, getting what they want and advancing. I mean, business women, businessman, business women. So, you know, I think the trends are, you know, for women are how to make their either home-based businesses, part-time businesses, or full-time businesses successful by doing everything that we just talked about, having a great product or service, having a brand presence, having a solid marketing plan, a sales strategy, collaborations, partnerships, networking. This is what women do so well. And as far as career transition, it's going to be a while till employment like we saw it, if it ever comes back that way. So the one biggest trend that I have seen with people that have been laid off is last year they started getting very serious about, okay, I got to get going here and either find another job and transfer my skills to another industry or business or start my own business or really get serious about getting back into the workplace.
Well, you know, the role that I play in this piece where I see a lot of these folks in the same area is, as you know, I teach a very particular program, which really teaches folks how to uncover what it is that they really want to do in their life, and then how to begin to stay focused on those things and how to bring those things into manifestation. And what's been interesting for me is a lot of folks have come to me. I've had a lot of coaching clients. I've had a lot of folks that have come to me that have been through the workforce or now in transition that are now saying, and what I see on the coaching level and the training level on what I teach is that I get people that are saying, you know, this could be the greatest blessing in my life. I was not doing what fulfilled my heart and soul. What I really want to do is this. How can I create the thing that I really want to create? And so I think it's an extraordinary time where folks can begin to take what it is that they love to do and turn that into a business, because I don't care what it is that you love to do, you can turn it into a business. I'll give you an example. I have another home on a lake a couple hours from here, and I was a couple months ago, I was up on the lake, and there was this steamship replica on the lake that somebody had built. And what they loved to do, they were out of work, and they loved to build boats. They built a steamship that looked like an old-time steamship, and now they put it out on the lake, and they were selling tours on the lake. And I thought, how fun, how fun. And it's this oddball of a thing that you could think about, but I don't care what it is you love to do. You can take that thing that you love to do, and there is a way to find a way to turn it into something marketable.
And you know, just taking that to another thought process, and that is everything that you need is already inside of you. You were born with certain DNA personality traits, qualities. You have work skills that you've developed. You have everything you need already inside of you. It's not like you have to go completely reinvent your the living part of it. You know, everything that you've done counts. Every job that you've had counts. And, you know, the thing is you have to discover what your career passion is now. What do you really want to do? Not what do you have to do. You have to uncover your key DNA skills, your transferable skills, but you're also your intangibles, the things that are very unique to you that you bring to the table. You have to reinvent how you use and adapt them. You have to kind of rebrand yourself, you know, with this new persona that you want to be. And then you put yourself out there, you relaunch yourself through the on and offline platforms. These are the five steps that I'm going to share, you know, in my book that's coming out. It's not brain surgery. I didn't invent these steps. I just put them in an order that makes sense. And you sort of do the same thing. You have to start at a certain place and take yourself through a process.
Right. Well, the thing is first you have to figure out, who you want to be when you grow up. But yeah. I mean, what it is that you really want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to commercial break.
Want to leap out of bed every morning.
My dogs. No, I got to go to commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G. I'm so glad you're with us. Do you believe this hour's almost up? Don't go anywhere. We got 10 more great minutes. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. We love having you here with us today. And I'm here with Deborah Shane from Train with Shane. And, you know, in this very, very entrepreneurial, solopreneurial world that we are building and evolving into, we want to give you stuff that you can walk away with today where you can step out and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm going to do it. And you know, Deborah, before we went to commercial break, you were talking a little bit about my work. And the truth is what I know is that before you can create anything, you have to decide what that piece is. There are so many folks that will take a look and they'll say, okay, I'm going to do this, but then they're kind of all over the board with it. And you know what I think is kind of magical is that if I can get folks to figure out what it is that they really want to do, and then you can get folks to go out there and sell who they are, I'm thinking this could be a pretty good combination. I think we should do some kind of great masterminding event and give this up to
folks.
Wow.
What a concept, huh?
What a concept, huh?
Okay.
We're sitting out here because we're planning already. All right, it's in the works.
We got a plan for maybe May. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your other event.
Well, you know, I wanted to just you know, with regard to those two areas that I talked about, I created a brand for women in business. It's an educational brand called the Women's Empowerment Series in November of 2007. And I'm going to be doing my second one here in Fort Lauderdale on March 5th at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Airport Hotel. It's going to be 8:30 to 5:30, and we are going to concentrate on business and leadership. We're going to talk about mindset, leadership. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship. We're going to talk about sales, marketing, branding. We're really going to, and it's a great format. It's going to be modules, three 2-hour modules. So there'll be a short keynote. There'll be some great panelists that are going to share their success and triumphs. And then we're going to go into a breakout session and we're going to do some work together. So that's March 5th. And then my book, Career Transition, Make the Shift, Your 5 Steps to Successful Career Reinvention, is coming out very, very soon. It'll be on Amazon, and it'll also be on my website. And I'm going to be doing some career transition intensives around that, the platform of the book. And I created a separate workbook that goes with the book called the Career Action Book. So those are some things coming up for me here locally, and I'm growing it out as I've moved back only 5 weeks ago. But I want to leave your listeners with a couple.
We're not leaving yet. We still have time. Oh no, we still have 6 minutes. You know how much stuff you can get in six minutes.
Oh yeah, I do. I do actually.
Can I throw something out there? I want to tell you about somebody else. Somebody else is doing an event, and I just remembered because you know he sent us a little post on here. He's listening, and he's listening while we're on the air, and I just want to send out, I want you to go check out cupidsarrowball.com, and it is going to be a huge pre-Valentine event, and it is going to be February 11th from 7 to 11. So go ahead and check out cupidsarrowball.com, because I think it's going to be a great, fun event put on by Ben Winkler, and I think you need to take a look at that. So
hey, Ben.
I hope you don't mind me throwing that in right in the middle of your stuff, but you know.
Yeah, no, Ben, good luck. Love it. Love it, Ben.
Love it, babe.
Love it, babe. You know, the other thing I want to talk about is partnerships and collaboration, because, you know, you and I were introduced. Thank you, Leslie. And, you know, you're introduced to a lot of people in your daily life. But, you know, some people you just sort of find a kinship and a click with. And, you know, I think it's really powerful today. The days of being that lone wolf are over. You know, we are in a we world now. So as a business person, as an entrepreneur, you know, find, and I want to leave, I do want to leave you with a few specific things to think about. Number one.
Now you have to do it kind of quick. Now we're down to 3 minutes.
Okay. So first and foremost is we're in a much faster paced, different business paradigm. So number one, first and foremost, up upgrade your skills. Make sure that you have the technology, the social media skills, the business skills to really be successful and compete. Secondly, you know, every week make 10 new connections and make sure that you not only make connections online, but pick up the phone and have conversations. Thirdly is get your brand focused. You cannot be too all over the place. I like to say, what do you want to be known for? And whatever it is that you want to be known for, focus your brand in that direction and really work your target niche market. Again, collaborate, partner, and get out there and network, not only online, but offline. And be very selective, though, with the networking that you choose to invest in.
Well, and I think that that's such an important piece because there's so many folks that will go, well, I go to a networking event every night, but they never create any business. I have to tell you, Candy G Enterprises, my team and I, we have some great things we're going to roll out for you in a month that is going to help you stay focused, is going to help you do some amazing networking, oh yes, from the seat of your own office, and some amazing things in addition to collaborating with Deborah. We're going to do a great mastermind event. There's so much good stuff going on. I think the optimum thing for you to do is just stay connected to Nothing But Good News Radio. I think that's going to give you all the insight you need.
Everything you need to know about me is at DeborahShane.com. And it's DeborahShane.com. That'll lead you. That's my portal to my website, Train with Shane, my blog, DeborahShaneToolbox.com, which I'm very, very proud of. I write for 4 national websites. I'm doing some national speaking here shortly, the first half of this year. And, it's just been such an exciting and scary journey, but I know every day I wake up and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I get my own intentions, you know, bubble to the surface and keep me moving forward. And that's really important. And my friend, just wanted to say, my friend Tori Johnson talks about hustle. And this is a time we all need to be in the hustle.
And, it's interesting. It's also, it reminds me of another quote, you know, when you said it's scary. And Eleanor Roosevelt said, do one thing every single day that scares you. Just do one thing that scares you. Just take that thing and say, I want to do this, and step out there. And it's in that fear spot when you step through that place that's a little bit scary that will help take you the next place along the road to where it is that you want to go. You know, we got a lot of good things going on here at Nothing But Good News Radio. We got some great guests coming up. We're so happy to have Deborah here, and we promise you she will be back. I promise you she will be back. All right, you've got 15 seconds. What do you want to say before you go?
I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, and that is, I dwell in possibility, and that's Emily Dickinson.
That's awesome. And actually, I have to tell you, there's another quote that I have seen on your emails that I love. What's that one? Max Lerner? Quick.
I'm not a
pessimist. I'm not an optimist.
I'm a possibilist.
I love it. All right, listening. You've been listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am so happy you've been here with us today.
Thank you, Candy.
And you know, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. You know what I want you to do, right? Get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.